Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from good business etiquette, handling pet peeves, common practical sense, because etiquette encompasses every interaction. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. Public speaking coach, trainer, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, November 24, 2019. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. And this evening, we're going to discuss gratitude, and I'm calling it Gratitude Part 2. So please stay tuned. Well, since the name of our show is a question, it would only be appropriate etiquette to answer that question for the new listeners. And etiquette is just a fancy word for manners. It's simply a set of rules of behavior. And, of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And I don't know about you, but I know that is certainly what I want. And that's part of the reason that I do this show. Well, the word etiquette itself comes from a French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And, of course, Charles I and II of England, they copied these rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So thank you, Charles I and II. Well, once again, we're going to talk about gratitude part two. For those of you who were expecting our show to be about security, that was our plan. However, Pastor Derek Crooms is under the weather, and so we are definitely praying for him to feel better soon, and hopefully we will have him on next week as we talk about ways to keep you safe and secure, especially during this season of endless shopping. It'll probably seem to be for most of you out there, but not just for the shopping season, but he's going to give us some fabulous tips as well on how to just be conscious of your surroundings and to keep yourself safe throughout the entire year. So again, if you're listening out there, Pastor Derek, we certainly do wish you a speedy recovery. Okay, so those of you that may have been with us on last evening, we had Pastor Emmanuel Williams on. And if you were with us, you heard him discussing how, as far as a part of gratitude, how we should certainly show gratitude to God. And it was such a wonderful discussion that we had on last evening. And if you weren't with us, perhaps you may be listening for the first time. No worries, you can go back to the show as all of our shows are archived. You'll be able to go back and listen to the entire discussion in its entirety. So no worries about that at all. Well, what we're going to do this evening, we're going to talk about ways to show gratitude to each other, okay? And, of course, we know this is November, and typically November is the designated month that we talk about Thanksgiving. But shouldn't we be grateful and thankful and show gratitude every day? So we're going to talk about that. And you can certainly feel free to join the conversation. Our number is 516-418-5894. Again, 516-418-5894. Or you can just simply shoot us an email. And you can send that to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com, MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com, and I'll certainly do my best to try to get to your email, okay? So, 'tis the season to be thankful. Well, when we think of thank you, and of course, thank you is a magic word, and so when we use magic words, or when we use them sincerely, and some of the other magic words, of course, we know are may I and excuse me, pardon me, you're welcome, and so on. But maybe we want to talk about thank you. When we use it sincerely, it has a tremendous and powerful meaning. And, of course, in the spirit of the holidays, how about just going the extra mile to extend a special thanks to someone who did something nice for you? And I'm sure that you have people that have done something nice for you. We're going to even discuss some of the things that we may not even think about. You know, they just sort of happen. And so we want to just sort of shine the light on some of the smaller things, if you will, that we can be grateful for. So in other words, I know, like I always say, when I'm talking to God, I always say, there is nothing too small for me to thank you for. So we're going to kind of think about that too. So there is nothing too small for you to be able to say thank you to someone about, okay? And what are we actually saying when we say thank you? Think about that for a minute. What are we actually saying when we say thank you to someone? Well, we're usually saying I'm appreciative or I'm grateful. I'm appreciative or I'm grateful. And, of course, we do have numerous things to be thankful for. I can certainly think of some just right off the bat, if you will. Thankful to be alive, thankful for having a family, thankful for friends. You know, there's just a few things that we can just think about just right off the top. And I want you to also think about for a moment, how often do you really say thank you to someone? How often do you really say thank you? Do you express thanks verbally, or do you prefer to express your thanks in writing via a thank you note? And thank you notes are really important. Let's talk about thank you notes for a moment. If someone does something, you know, for you or gives you something or something, it's always really nice to send them a thank you note. And I know oftentimes nowadays, you know, we can send a thank you text, if you will, or we can send a thank you via email. I mean, those are fine and well and dandy. However, it's just something special about a handwritten thank you note. That is usually powerful. And what it basically does is when you have written something out, a note out to someone in your own handwriting, this adds a personal touch. And handwritten thank you notes also says that you took the time to personally direct attention to someone who took time to be kind to you. So just think about that for a moment. If someone took time to do something for you or to go out of their way or to give you something, then basically you're just kind of reciprocating and you're taking the time just to jot a note, and it doesn't have to be very long or anything like that. It's just a matter of taking the time to personally direct your attention to that person who who did something kind for you. Okay? And you could be wondering, well, if you're not quite sure whether you should thank someone verbally or in writing, and it doesn't really make a lot of difference whether you do it in writing or verbally, but just do know that you can never go wrong with writing. You can never go wrong with writing. I know to this very day, I have some thank you notes that I've actually kept for years. And these are special because, again, during this electronic age that we're in, oftentimes, you know, you very rarely may receive a handwritten thank you note. I think those are very, very just wonderful and precious, if you will. So some other ways or reasons, if you will, to say thank you. Someone does a favor for you. Someone even may take the time to listen to you, okay? Listen to you. They may simply take the time to assist you with a problem. Say you're having a problem, and we all have problems from time to time. None of us are perfect. And so we do know those people that we can reach out to when we have a problem. We know the ones that are going to listen as we maybe share our problem. And then we know the ones who we may reach out to and share our problem with, and before we get off the phone, they're telling us all about their problem. So, which that's okay, but if you're having an issue and you need to speak with someone, and just think that person actually took the time to listen to you, and sometimes they don't even necessarily have to really respond or give you advice or anything like that. It's just a matter of someone taking the time to really listen. And it is a vast difference between listening and then hearing. So did you hear or are you listening actively? Okay. I'm sure most of you out there listening from time to time, you've misplaced an item. And how many times do we do an all call, especially in our family? Oh, man, my glasses. Has anyone seen my glasses? Where are my glasses? Gosh, where am I? Or listen, keys. Raise your hand if you've ever misplaced your keys. I think misplacing your keys, that's really common. Man, I can't find my keys. I need to leave. Where are my keys? And then you have everyone looking for them, and someone finds them for you. So quite naturally, you want to do what? You want to certainly thank them for finding your keys or finding whatever was lost. Okay, so you definitely want to do that. And we've talked about if someone gives you a gift, you want to certainly say thank you. Let's think about this. And I work with children quite a bit, and I always ask them, how many people in here thank your mom or dad for cooking the meal? And some of them may respond, but they're supposed to cook. I can't cook because I'm so small. And I say, well, yes. However, it would be really nice to say, Mom, thank you so much for cooking dinner for me. It was really good. Or, Dad, thank you so much for cooking. So it's just the little things that oftentimes we may take for granted. So that's part of why we are doing this show this evening, so we can just kind of think about those little things. And everyone likes to be thanked, or everyone most certainly likes to feel appreciated. Okay. And even you might be thinking, well, my dad doesn't cook, so why would I thank him for cooking? Well, he may take the family out for dinner. And so you can certainly say, well, Dad, thank you for taking us out for dinner. We really appreciate that. So that's very nice. How many times have you entered or exited a building? And say you walk up behind someone who has just entered a building, and they just let the door just kind of hit you when you're coming up behind them. Has that ever happened to anyone out there? I'm sure it has. This happened to myself. So that makes you a little more grateful when someone holds that door open for you. They just hold the door open for you. And that happened to me, in fact, this afternoon. I went to get something to eat, and there was a gentleman that had walked in prior to me. And in fact, I was just getting out of the car, and he was walking in. So he actually just kind of stood there and waited until I got out of the car. And it was just a short, I was right in the parking lot near the door, so it was a very short walk. And so he actually stood there and held the door until I came in. And I certainly thanked him for doing that, because he didn't have to do that. He could have just not done it, or he could have just simply acted like he didn't see me. You know, so we want to make sure that we acknowledge people when they do things like that. And, of course, we want to make sure that if someone is coming in behind us, just take a moment to hold the door open for them. I can recall when my son was little, he was probably, he may have been 6 or 7 or something like that. And, of course, since I've taught etiquette all his life, he's had to grow up practicing etiquette. And I remember there was one time, and this we were talking about, you know, making sure that you hold the door for someone. And so I walked in, and then I'm getting the basket, and I was about getting ready to grocery shop. And I turned around, and I'm thinking, where is he? Well, he was still holding the door for several people to come in. And so I got him. I told him, I said, oh, that is very good, honey. But, you know, just hold the door open for maybe, you know, 2 people or 3 people, and let that person that you held the door open for, then they'll be able to hold the door open for the other person. And he said, oh, okay. But he had remembered me saying that it is polite to hold the door open for someone. So I was proud of him for that. And then, but I, you know, kind of explained to him that he didn't have to be the doorman though, so he didn't know. So that was nice. So yeah, we want to definitely do that. If you've ever ridden the bus before, and I've seen people running for the bus. The bus may be coming. I don't know if it came early or that person was running a little behind, and I've seen them running to try to catch that bus. Well, how many people, once they catch the bus and the bus driver just, you know, he sees you coming, and instead of him pulling off, he could have pulled off, but he waited. Wouldn't that be common courtesy to just say, wow, thank you so much for waiting? Because he certainly could have pulled off, as some may do. I don't know. So just think about that. These are just some quick things to think about, and we will be right back.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894. Or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, and you all can feel free to give us a call. We have a few moments left. I do want to read a couple of message emails. I have one that says, thank you can have a ripple effect. When people feel appreciated, they are more likely to appreciate others, like paying it forward. When we express our gratitude to each other by saying just those two words, we start cultivating a thankful habit, which develops a grateful character. And she has, well, that's how I see it. Thank you being played out. This is a wonderful, I think this is wonderful, and this comes from Chitra B. So thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah, that is beautiful. And oftentimes it is a ripple effect, and that's certainly what we want to create. There's one that says, Etiquette Lady, my family and I have listened to your show for the past 3 years, and we really enjoy your timely topics. We practice saying something nice to each other on a daily basis with saying thank you. And this comes from Jackie M. in Orlando. Jackie, thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the show for 3 years. We appreciate that. And I'm sure that that is, you know, that creates a culture. If you're doing that in your family, practicing saying something nice to each other, that certainly creates a wonderful and positive culture because, again, we all like to feel appreciated, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone so we can pick up a caller. Extension 2505, thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Well, hi there. I can. How are you?
I'm doing great, Miss Donna. This is Victoria calling in today.
Well, hi, Victoria. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday. I just wanted to call in and express my gratitude for this wonderful show, What is Etiquette Anyway? I'm listening in with my mom, and we are just enjoying listening to all of this good talk about thankfulness on this Sunday evening. So we just wanted to say how thankful and grateful we are for you.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Victoria. So appreciate that. And if you would like to offer some advice to some of those people out there that may be trying to figure out why they need to say thank you all the time, you're certainly welcome to do that as well.
Yes, I'd love to share. My take on it is like I think is you never know just how much the little things can really count and matter and make a difference to people. So I think saying thank you and taking moments to be intentional when somebody does something for you that's big or small, expressing your gratitude can really I think just fill their heart and make them feel like what they did was worth it and appreciate it. It's nothing like feeling appreciated as a human. And I think that just, you can't really monetize, you know, appreciation. So I think that's why it's so important to express your gratitude and thanks to the people around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a wonderful, wonderful comment. Because like you said, we all like to feel appreciated. And just two little words, you know, two little words can be just so, you know, powerful and massive, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And if your mom would like to share any comments, we'd love to hear from her too, if she would like.
And yeah, she would love to share a comment.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah. We'll
hi,
put her
Donna.
On. Well, hello
Donna,
there.
Hi. This is Sandra.
Hello, Sandra.
It's a pleasure. It's just a pleasure, an absolute pleasure. And I just wanted to piggyback on what Victoria was saying. Most of the time when you say thank you to people for their acts of kindness, it really does more for you than it does for them, because a lot of times what happens when you take the time to say thank you, you get more blessings anyway. You get more opportunity to bless other people, I think. So that's huge. That's very huge. We don't have to be nice and kind. So it really takes intention to just do those things. So I am so honored that this is happening at this time.
Well, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much
for adding that comment.
That's beautiful. Yes. Well, I thank you all for listening, and thank you for reaching out as well. We certainly
you're awesome.
Very, very appreciative. Okay.
Thank you, Donna. Okay.
All right. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And so, just wonderful, wonderful comments from two wonderful young ladies. And so in case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about why it's important and how easy it is to be nice and to thank people. Anyone ever had a doctor, you've gotten sick and had a doctor worked you into their busy schedule at the last minute? Thank you would be in order. Okay. If you have a business, someone patronizes your business, thank them because they didn't have to. There's so many other businesses that are like yours. If a teacher stays late and helps you with a problem student, thank them. Okay. When someone interviews you for a job, send them a thank you note. Listen, your child brings you something that you did not want to go get yourself. Hey, Adam, can you bring me some water? Okay, Mom, I will. Well, and when Adam takes his time and gets to you, don't say, what took you so long? No, say, Adam, thank you so much, because you know, Mom, you could have went to get that water yourself unless you were sick or bedridden, okay? All right, if somebody picks something up that you dropped, please say thank you, okay? Listen, can we ever be too thankful? I think not. Remember that most people give their time, talents, and gifts from their heart, and no one has to do anything for you. So always show your gratitude by saying thank you. And I would suggest let the holiday season be a reminder to be thankful for the year round, for just the year round, all year long. Okay, so just let the holiday season remind you to be thankful all year. And by all means, please be grateful and thankful on Thanksgiving. Make it a point to thank your friends and family. Okay, well, wow, we have had a wonderful discussion on this evening. Thank you so much for supporting our show and listening. When you call in, when you send us messages, emails, if you're joining us for the first time, listen, you are a What is Etiquette Anyway family member. We're so glad that you've taken time out of your schedule to join us. And if you have an etiquette question or topic you'd like to hear us cover, reach out to us and we'll see what we can do. We always are so grateful when you tell your friends and family about our show. Our goal is to make the world a polite place, one person at a time. We know we can only do it one person at a time. My favorite proverbs, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That's Proverbs 3:3. And again, thank you again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. And God bless. Good night.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.